Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Forgot to mention the Junkies poll yesterday that went up at Junks Radio on Twitter, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is just 100 calories with zero carbonation for that easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores and select grocery stores, too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It was put up 21 hours ago. Is it time for the Nats to fire Davey Martinez? 69% of the respondents said yes. 30-plus percent said no. I'm guessing yesterday's loss is not helping his matters at all.
There's only so much you can do.
Yep.
You know, once you start losing like this, it's just a shame, though, because they were playing so well just 2 weeks ago, or at least they had good results 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know how much longer anybody can take. Sometimes you make change just for the sake of change. But look, he's been there a long time. They usually don't last that long.
There was nobody in the stadium last night. I mean, the weather sucked.
It was that way at the beginning, for sure. Was it that way throughout?
Yeah. The weather sucked, and they're playing the Rockies. They're not playing the Mets or the Phillies or Dodgers.
That also could be a final straw thing.
There wasn't anybody.
Is there one Rockies fan that lives in D.C. that went to the game?
Yeah, there was a bunch. Well, not a bunch. There was a whole section.
Anytime you go there, you're always shocked at people that wear any game opposing teams.
Well, I'd be shocked to see Rockies fans.
I mean, I doubt that they flew from Denver. Right. I'm assuming they're from.
They live here.
Yeah,
but like this area, is it transient?
I understand it's transient, but like the Rockies are terrible. And
yeah, but
Colorado's
it's their hometown
like,
team.
It's like 2,000 miles
away. They're supporting
away.
Their
your hometown team.
You got to support the team.
Yeah. Yeah, they're back from the old Larry Walker days.
Mm-hmm.
They're supporting their guys.
You love Todd Helton from back in the day?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page, which is sponsored, of course.
Sponsored by my good friends over at Malloy Chevrolet. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for Josh. He is the GM. And just like I did, make it Malloy. You can check him out online, Malloy.com. Yeah, watching the game last night. You know, the weather was terrible. There was nobody in the seats. Brady House was making his Major League debut. Mm-hmm. His dad and his mom were there and his girlfriend.
Not getting any better than that, dude.
And they were hanging out, and they were hanging out with Kenny Wood, James Wood's dad, my boy.
Yeah. Can you imagine seeing your son make his Major League debut?
It would have been better
if he had a homer or, you know, if he had a hit, but still. I heard he made a couple great plays in the field.
He did. He made two really nice plays. He's got a gun, I'll tell you that. He's got a freaking cannon.
Right.
He's a youngin', just 22.
He's 22 from Winder, Georgia.
Don't know where that. Couldn't find that on the map. I'm guessing suburb of Atlanta. I don't know where.
Winder,
you can find Georgia.
Georgia,
though. It's close enough.
I can find Georgia on a map. Yeah. That I can do.
Right.
I think I can find about 45 to 46 states on the map. There are a few
that's very good out west.
That's
good. I can find about 10.
Like Utah, Colorado, those throw me a bit. But for the most part, I think I'm good.
I'm good around the edges.
Okay, yeah.
One or two fringes. One or two in the middle.
Okay.
After that, tapping out.
Dunsky.
Got it.
Yeah.
So when they called up Brady House, they optioned Robert Hassel back down to Rochester.
Yeah. Which I was surprised because I thought he had earned his way up. And even Mike had kind of alluded to that, right, when he first had him on.
Well, they were struggling with his bat a little bit.
Yeah, since then.
Of late.
They wanted to bring Dale and Lyle up. Mm-hmm. So they brought Lyle up, and obviously they brought House up. And they sent Hassel back down. I can't remember who else. Tanya, maybe they sent back down.
I think it was Tanya, yeah.
And then they designated one of their pitchers for assignment, so they cut him, basically. But Lyle hit his first Major League homer.
Ah, very good. Good for
last
him.
Last night. He pounded that ball. But, yeah, Brady House, you know, he's one of their top prospects, probably the top prospect. And it was pretty cool to see him up there, just to see, you know, the reactions from the fans, even though there was only about 100 people there. And hanging out with his dad, taking pictures after the game and his family. Yeah.
Well, they better get a couple wins against Colorado, because after that, they go on a 9-game West Coast swing. where they play the Dodgers, the Pods, and the Angels.
I'd say these next three games are critical.
They're pretty important.
For Davey's survival.
Yeah. So last night, Hunter Goodman hit a bomb in the first. They scored two in the first, so they got off to a good start, the Rockies. Hunter Goodman's probably their best hitter. He's their catcher. He's batting a three-hole. They talked about the amount of earned runs that Jake Irvin's given up in the first inning. And in his all of his starts, I think it's 18. I'm not sure where that ranks, but he's given up 18 earned runs in the first inning of all his starts. So he's putting himself in a hole, and then he settles down.
And that was his 15th start, I believe,
15th
of the season.
Okay, there you go. So but then he settled down.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Nats came back and scored one in the bottom of the fourth, had an opportunity to put up some more, scored three in the bottom of the fifth. James Wood hit home run number, I believe that was number 18.
18, correct.
So he's just having a bomb year. He's got 18 bombs, 51 RBIs.
I know the answer to this question already. Does his dad and mom, do they know how rich their son is going to be in about 4 years? Are they're aware? I mean, they just know.
I mean, if things stay on course, you know, no major injury, yeah, they understand.
Sure. I mean, they understand that there's catastrophic doesn't happen.
They understand that there's a possible huge contract, yes.
Okay. They're well aware.
Yeah, of course.
They're, yeah, I mean, smart people.
Very smart guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his mom very well. I've only met her a couple times.
I met the dad like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Very nice.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Good dude. But last night, again, they score three in the bottom of the fifth. Now, they only managed four hits.
Right.
All right. So you're looking at the box score going, well, hold on, they went four. But then if you looked at the lineup, I mean, besides Wood and Abrams, I mean, Chaparro hit cleanup. He's hitting 125. They gave Nate Lowe the day off. He came in. He pinch hit. Rosario played second. So Garcia didn't play last night. Brady House making his debut.
They have hopes that Brady House, who's killing it in the minors, is going to come up and do the same thing with the Nats.
Riley Adams caught because they gave Ruiz. Usually Ruiz has that Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting 090.
090?
Well, I mean, he only plays once a week, right. Maybe twice a week.
I thought you said Ruiz is hitting that.
No, Adams.
He's hitting slightly better than that.
Yeah.
No, if he plays once every millennium, you can't hit 090.
Yeah. It starts with an O. It's bad.
And then Lyle, of course, he's been up, but then he hit his first major league bomb. And then Jake Young, who's hitting 230, hit nine. So they only hit nine hits or four hits, and they were down. They lost 6-4, but they were up 4-3 in the ninth. And then Finnegan comes in, bomb, bomb.
Yeah, game over.
In fact, one of the players that hit the home run for the Rockies, Mickey Moniak. All right. You've never heard of him.
That's correct.
No, Pickles never heard of him. Mickey Moniak was the number one pick in the draft.
When?
Probably
27 years old.
Nine years ago, probably. The Phillies took him to number one.
Mm-hmm.
1-1.
1-1, and he's on his 13.
Right.
So he, you know, just because you're drafted one, I mean, that's a swing and a miss there, but he hit a bomb and they win 6-4. So that's
I'm being honest, you could bring the entire Rockies roster in here right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know any of them.
With the names on the back of their uniforms, and I wouldn't know
I
one of those
we
people.
I think when we were in Pittsburgh, it was either the Rockies or the Brewers. Man, it may have been the Brewers. My buddy and his wife were staying in the hotel they were staying in, and they were in an elevator with a bunch of them.
Okay.
And they had to look them up.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You had to look them up. Like, you could tell these are athletes.
Right, right.
Then you could tell they got the vibe that they were
like
the opposing team.
Team-issued gear or
whatever. But, to look up, you just have no idea who they are.
How would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know a random Milwaukee Brewers in your...
There was some joke...
What's this, Christian Yelich?
This is some joke about...
Well, I mean, they've got some good young players.
Right.
But if you don't follow them, you're not going to recognize them.
There was some joke about one of the guys... was very, very short.
Okay.
And they didn't see, and they said, man, it must suck to be short. And they didn't see that the guy was like, he's a big leaguer. And he was like, and they said, oh, sorry, dude. You know, and he's like, that's all right. I'm just going to go back into my room and just cry. He was a good sport about it.
I know.
They were joning on to his face, basically.
They didn't see. They saw all these other big guys. And then a short person left the elevator. And they were volleyball people and then baseball.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it must suck to be short.
Yeah.
And then the guy just, they realized there was a 5'7 guy.
I bet you that was Sal Frelick, who's one of their stud young players. He's 5'8.
Might have been. Yeah. He was a great sport about it.
Right.
Yeah. He's tiny. He can hit the heck out of the ball, but he's tiny. So anyway, so that's 9 straight losses for the Nats. Going again tonight, Mike Soroka's going to go. And the pitcher starting for the Rockies is 1-10 with, another 7 ERA.
I mean, they have to beat that guy.
Now, tonight you're going
to... As bad as they've been, they have to take advantage.
Baseball, anything can happen.
It's true.
Guy who's 1-10 is going to come in and beat the Nats.
I mean, it'd be embarrassing. It might be the end of the tenure for Davey, but anything can happen.
I may have to bet on the Nats tonight. Should I bet the Nats tonight?
Well, Jason, are you still doing your bit? Are you still doubling up every bet?
Yeah, I lost a considerable amount last night.
It's getting to the point now where you're not going to be able to double up.
Are you going to do it tonight?
I don't know if I can double up.
It's getting now, too much.
I would assume their lineup is going to be their everyday regular lineup. So Ruiz is going to be there. Garcia is going to be hitting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I guess Lyle will still be in there.
They don't have that many other options.
House will still be in there making a second start. Abrams, Wood, they'll be there. I assume Nate Lowe will be hitting and playing first. But you're right. I mean,
I think this is the, load up.
This is the one? You're feeling it?
At some point. They're going to lose 100 in a row.
The Nats are minus 200.
They could easily lose 10 in a row.
I mean, they're a heavy favorite.
They're minus 200?
Minus 200.
That's ridiculous that the Nats are 2-1 favorites.
I'm just giving you the numbers.
Against anybody. I know.
Minus 200.
So I got to lay, I lost $177 last night.
You lost 177?
Yeah, so I would have to put up 340, but that wouldn't get my 177 back.
No, you have to put like 600.
Put up everything. Yeah. But the whole
if I put up, it means nothing.
Yeah,
but no one's at the park.
It might be tough
on a rainy day.
If I put up 400, it gets me 200 back. I mean, can I put $400 on a team that's lost 9 straight?
It's tough.
I'm not doing that.
Big cojones. Yeah. Again.
Yeah. But I tell you what's going to happen. If I only put $50 on them,
right,
they're going to win.
They're 9-1. They'll win.
Yeah. 100%.
Convincingly.
If I put $400 on them, they'll lose.
How about you split the difference? Put $200 on them.
To win $100, I'm still down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm still down.
You're still down
$77.
You're mitigating your losses.
But anyway, so the odds of losing 9 or 10 straight, even with bad teams, it's pretty low. I mean, I know the Rockies have done it. I'm sure some other teams have lost 10 in a row this year. But it's hard to lose 10 straight games in Major League Baseball, even if you're a bad team.
Right. They found a way to lose 9.
Well, the Yankees have lost 4 straight. They lost 1-0 to the Angels last night. They have a 2.5 game lead over Tampa. Tampa's actually won 4 straight. Boston's won 6 straight. They won again last night 2-0 after trading away one of their best hitters to San Francisco. The Dodgers did win. They've won 3 straight. And the story there is Shohei actually started on the mound and only threw 1 inning. I think he gave up couple hits and a run. He did throw 100 on one pitch. So it's just a matter of time before he's out there for 5, 6, 7 innings. So but he did start, had a couple hits as well. So there was only like 5 or 6 games last night. But the story tonight here locally is, can the Nats beat the Rockies and avoid a 10-game losing streak?
Now, is there any chance this game gets rained out, or is it just going to be kind of like a steady rain, but they'll get it in?
It's not going to be a steady rain, I don't think. It's going to be just chances of storms.
Periodic.
So, yeah. So
yesterday was a steady rain.
Yeah, like a drizzle.
City where I was, out of Turf Valley.
Yeah.
Steady rain.
Looks like at 7 p.m. there's a 37% chance of rain. And it goes up to 50% by 10 p.m. So there could be some rain during the game.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So we talked about it briefly. The OKC Thunder are now up 3-2. They'll head back to Indiana. Not tonight. not tomorrow. You got to wait till Thursday to see him possibly clinch. But they won by 11 last night. And the story there was Jalen Williams had 14 of 25 shots. And he was just a stud. And they win 120 to 109. They were up pretty big in the fourth quarter. And then the Pacers came back, made it kind of interesting, but they pulled away and they win by 11.
Not even a lot of three-pointers for him. Three three-pointers, only five attempts. Mm-hmm. He got 40 the hard way, went to the free throw line 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
He was just killing them.
So Halliburton injured his calf in the game, not before the game, in the game.
Yeah,
that's what they were saying.
He supposedly injured it driving to the basket.
Oh, you're not buying it?
Well, he sucks. I mean, he's terrible. He was god awful before it.
He wasn't good last night.
And he was,
for sure.
I mean, all time dreadful finals performance from a guy that, I mean, look at the box score. I mean, he did absolutely nothing. He got a couple free throws, I think, at the end of the game.
Four.
And nothing. And actually, I'll be honest, Rick Carlisle's to blame for that loss. The Pacers came all the way back. They battled back. T.J. McConnell, again, was playing unbelievable.
He had 18. He was killing them.
He had, I think, 15 points in the third quarter, maybe 14 or something like that. He was killing them. And then he brings Halliburton back in the game, and OKC goes on a run to build it back up to double digits in the fourth quarter. It was just, that was poor coaching. I don't care if that's your superstar. He's hurt, and B, he was awful. He was a massive liability out there. You can't put him back in the game.
Yeah, you ride the hot hand at that point.
I didn't understand.
That was a weird coaching gaffe by a guy who usually gets lauded for
his coaching
skills.
Was he noticeably hampered?
He wasn't doing anything.
He wasn't limping around.
Yeah. Can't go left. I don't know. I
mean, but he was giving up. Funny, he was giving up open threes though. So obviously he didn't feel comfortable with his lift.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was. I mean, he.
You mean passing up?
Yeah, he was passing them up. He was passing them back to the wing, whatever other opposite wing he's on. Right. So. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you got to play the healthy guy.
Trabby, what's up with your boy? I know overshadowed by Halliburton. What's up with Chet Holmgren?
Well, he had 9-9. I mean, he got two legit superstars out there. I mean, Jalen Williams
is
entered
4 for 15.
I mean, he's fine. I mean, first of all, that's not
he's a role player. He's become a role player.
Right.
I mean, he's the third guy on that team. I mean, Jalen took over. Jalen's now in the Finals MVP conversation. As good as SGA has played. But I'm rooting for the Nembhard guy.
I should have
another Gonzaga guy that I'm rooting for.
I should have bet. Remember when we had the guy? I can't remember the guy's name, but we were talking wagers, props. Yeah. I should have bet under 34 points a game for SGA.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think he's gonna get there. He would have to have like 40 in Game 6 to get over.
Well, I remember we had Greg Doyle on last week, and he put the hex on the Pacers, right? I mean, totally did.
He jinxed them. Jinxed them real good.
He's like, they're the better team. He goes, I've seen enough. They're the better team. I think they've lost two straight since we had them on.
And you got Game 6 Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Edmonton's at Florida. 8 o'clock start on TNT. And Florida is a pretty big favorite. And that would be their back-to-back cup run if they do win tonight at home, which they probably will.
I called them big, gigantic losers a couple years ago. They're definitely making me eat my words on that. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Bob Ryan, legendary sports writer, is going to join us. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about a stunning find outside of a Fairfax motel yesterday. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.